Today is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. The Mass is taken from the 5th Sunday after the Epiphany. So the epistle that is taken from the Mass of the 5th Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and oversowed cockle among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and had brought forth fruits, then appeared also the cockle. And the servants of the good man of the house coming said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? Whence then hath it cockle? And he said to them, An enemy had done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou that we go and gather it up? And he said, No, lest perhaps gathering up the cockle, you root up the wheat also together with it. Suffer both to grow until the harvest. In the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the cockle and bind it into the bundles to burn, but the wheat gather ye into my barn. Please be seated. Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And today's Mass, as I mentioned, is taken from the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. We have this analogy that our Lord gives to us, the understanding of the soul, and then also then the last judgment, the final judgment that will be taken. And that is in reference then to the wheat and the cockle. The wheat obviously being the good souls, the cockle being the souls that did not live their life pleasing to God. And so for us, it's a meditation, it's something that we can think about, of how at the last judgment, yes, the angels will come, they're the servants in this, they will come and they will gather up all souls for the final judgment, for all of us then to be judged upon our actions of how we lived our life before the eyes of God, whether it was pleasing to God or whether it was not. And so from that, it helps us then to try to meditate and to think. You know, just like when the servants asked the master about his field, you know, did you not sow the good seed in the field? And he says, an enemy has done this. An enemy has then brought the cockle that is in that will choke up or at least try to choke then the good seed, the wheat. And I think for us then it's an opportunity for us to consider the enemies to the soul. You know, we hear about that, we read about that, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and how that they are enemies to our soul. And so therefore then, just by looking at the analogy that our Lord gives to us about then the soul itself. You know, for us to consider, are we allowing then the cockle into our own soul? Because of allowing the enemies to the soul as an occasion of sin for us. And so it's good for us to try to meditate upon these things because, yes, as we get closer to the end of the liturgical year, which is coming up at the end of the month, there is more the understanding and the idea and looking at the final judgment, last judgment of our souls. And that is where God will determine and will distinguish the good souls from the bad souls, the sheep, the goat. And so he will separate them, and then obviously they will receive their judgment. With it being a time period of the poor souls, yes. We meditate, we think about the fleetingness of life. We think about how these poor souls are in a state now that they can't do anything that we mentioned last week. They're reliant upon us. They can't do anything to change the state of their soul, and so they may be suffering then because of their sins. And even though they've saved their soul, even though they know that they have saved their soul, they will still have to repair for the punishment that is due to the sins that they committed. And so for us then to think about and to consider the occasions of sin, say, to our soul, that maybe we place ourselves in. You know, one to consider and to think about, bad company. Ones that are not good for our soul, ones that will draw our soul away from God. It can be on occasion, it can be something that is too often. Because we have to try to look at it in terms of our soul is this precious gift that has been given to us by God. And that soul is meant to go back to Almighty God. But yet, a lot of times, all of a sudden then, it is choked up by the cares of the world, the people of the world, the things of this world. And it chokes up the soul from growing and to go back to Almighty God. And so one of those occasions, yes, will be bad company for us. Ones that will bring us down. And the devil places this occasion, the devil places these options to us to bring our soul away from God. And that's what we must try to consider then in today's gospel, of how we have to try to clean up, in a sense, the area around our soul. We have that obligation. And so when we place ourselves in these bad occasions, well, then we're sowing the seed that will choke up the good seed for us. So it can be bad company at work, bad friends, whether at school, whatever. We have to know who are the ones that will lead us away from God. By their example, by their words, by what they do. And that's where we have to separate ourselves from that. Because it does. It chokes the soul from growing. It keeps the soul from growing. And that's exactly what then the master says to his servants who ask him, well, do you want us to pull it up now? And he tells them no, because lest you pull up the good seed or the wheat that is going to grow, the fruit that comes from it. And he basically tells them, well, wait till the final harvest. We will wait to the very end then to do so. And then that separation comes clearly from Almighty God. The good souls and the bad souls. The souls that will be saved and the souls that will not. But in the meantime, we can try to help our soul. I mean, in the meantime, we can try to at least try to keep and to sanctify the soul. I mean, obviously, we're meant to try to have our soul in the state of grace at all times, so that when God does call us, we will be ready. But how many souls then take that chance because they place themselves with, say, bad company, or occasions of sin that will lead them away from God? And that's how they find the state of their soul at that time. And so that's why it's important for us to meditate and to think about that now. The enemies to the soul, the world, the flesh, and the devil. What are the causes? What are the things that will then lead us away from God? Are those present in our daily lives? Because if they are, those are the things that we have to root out. We have to root out. Or otherwise, it will come at the very end when the angels will root that out, to root the souls out, the good from the bad, and separate them. And so then it's up to us to figure that out. We know who are good souls for us. We know who are not good souls for us. We know what are good places for us, what are not good places for us. We know what are the occasions of sin for us. Because obviously from experience, we know that for us. And so that's where we have to try to separate these things. Because otherwise we will just keep drawing our soul away from God. That's why we must protect the crop. We must protect our soul. And so that's where when we consider the world, the flesh, and the devil, these enemies to the soul. As I say, you know, we read about it, we understand that. But a lot of times we don't put it into practice. And that's the frustrating thing. That's the thing that for our souls, we just don't understand then. We continue to place ourselves in these occasions. We continue to place ourselves with these same people. And time again, then we fall. Until what? Until when? When do we realize that? When do we stop that? And so it's too dangerous for our soul to realize that. It's too dangerous for us if we don't do something about it now. If we don't try to root out these enemies to our soul, in whatever form that they take place, and whatever, if they're a person, if they're a place, if they're a thing, whatever it may be, I mean, now is the time for that. Because otherwise, we see what our Lord says, just wait till the very end then. Well, by that time, it's too late. If you don't do it now, it will be too late for you. Because all our Lord is saying at that point is, like, fine, we'll just wait till the very ending, and then we'll separate the good from the bad. But we have the opportunity now when we consider then what are the enemies to our soul. In a way, the question we can ask ourselves, have we sown good seed? Do we have good seed in our soul? Or is it being choked up by the other things? Again, you look at another parable that our Lord gives to us. About the one who throws the seed down, and it goes on the different grounds, the rocky ground, the thorny ground, the good ground, all of these different things. I mean, it's a clear analogy to us and what it means for us. If you throw the seed down in the thorny ground, well, it's going to get choked up. The rocky ground is never going to grow. And so our Lord uses this analogy a lot, because it helps us to understand that the soul is meant to grow in virtue. It's not meant to just be stagnant. It is meant to grow. And so therefore, we have to do the things necessary to help it to grow. And for you parents, obviously, is to help your children to grow in virtue. And the obligation to keep away from them the dangers to their soul. And whether you notice it as a bad person, a company that they could keep, or things that could be dangerous to their soul, well, those are the decisions that you make as a parent, because you understand the responsibilities that you have to that. And so therefore, you've got to try to keep that away from them. And you will see the parents that they understand that, they make sure to try to keep away these things from their children. They're trying to help to have their children grow in virtue. And then sometimes there's parents that don't understand that, that place their children for whatever reason. They don't want to tell them no. They don't want to take these things away from them. In that sense, that's truly the mystery of iniquity then. You don't understand why. So that's why we must foster the good home, the good environment for the children. So that the children, as they continue to grow, they will grow in virtue, and they will also see when there's occasions of sin to them that they avoid themselves. That they will be able to distinguish that and understand that. And that is the purpose of helping your children to grow, to help them grow in virtue. So that is what the analogy that our Lord gives to us. You know, the field is the souls. And it will come at the end of the world. This distinguishing of that. I mean, obviously also when a soul dies, yes, they are given their judgment. But the general judgment, the final judgment will come for every single soul. And it'll come for all of us in front of everyone. The book of life will be exposed for everyone to see. So therefore, that's why we have to try to take care of it now. To understand what God is asking from us now. And to do something about it. So obviously, if we're old enough to understand that ourselves, well, we have to make sure of that too. Because sometimes our parents can only do so much. But then when the children are younger, then yes, it's the parents' obligation to try to help them, inform them. And so that is what we must understand from this. It's what we must meditate upon too. And then as adults too, it's very easy that we can fall into occasions of sin too. And so for us, we have to root that out also. And the danger that it will be to our soul. Because it's a danger for us to think that we will have more time. It's a danger for us to think, oh, well, I'll take care of that later. We have no idea how much time God gives to us. And so that's why we must try to do it now. Not wait till the angels will do it at the end of the world. So granted, we see in the epistle, St. Paul telling us, do all for the glory of God. I mean, that should be the model that we live our lives by. Trying to do everything for God's greater glory. But in trying to attempt to do that, we must understand what are the enemies to our soul. What are the dangers to the soul that will choke it up? Will choke it from growing. So that is what you must root out now. In order for us to truly then sow good seed. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.